We've been on this case for weeks and we got nothing yet. No leads, nothing. The moments after the investigators left, back at the station where they was rehashing his deaths. With no suspects, they kept hitting dead ends. But a murder of this type is usually committed by friends. Not going through the cohorts of the wealthy philanthropists, they shortly realized that plenty of motives exist. It's rumored that one of his colleagues was screwing his wife through extortion and blackmail, trying to ruin his life. He did it big, sailing yachts the size of Noah's Ark on 3-day stays in Bermuda, swimming with the sharks. His wife enjoyed the high life, but never seemed satisfied. A parent more gratified when she found out he died. The insurance settlement was big enough to fill a small mint, but in the grand scheme of things, this was just a small dent. Cracking his case is like putting a puzzle together. The marriage was severed, I think the wife pulled a lever. I don't know, you know. It seems like the obvious way to go, you know. The wife cheating, hiring someone to kill the husband for the insurance settlement still doesn't make sense. I think she's involved, but on a much deeper level.
Could be.
I don't wanna point the finger yet, but when I finger her, I wanna make sure that it's right.
We need something more solid, you know?
Now, digging for motives, why a murderer would twist his scalp? Could it be dirty cash that he stashed in a Swiss account? He kept his nose clean with no need to be laundering money. I'm pondering, but all of this is seeming funny. It's still a mystery. Damn, damn.
You're still full of your little surprises, Mr. Holmes.
Back up against the wall. I don't like your work, Conover. I've seen quite a bit of it, both here in London and elsewhere on the continent. Don't like the smell of you either. That underground smell, the sick sweetness of decay. You haven't robbed and killed merely for gain like any ordinary halfway decent thug. No, you're in love with cruelty for its own sake. And the world will be much better off without you. It will give me great pleasure to...